I'm with
I'm trying.
Julie, and this is Young Aquarius, and we're going to talk about, I guess the subject is five T's of the letter of the ladder.
Of a leader, yeah.
Leader?
Yes.
Okay, what does that mean?
Okay. It's simple. Five T's of a leader. These are the things that actually form a leader. I hope you got that.
Yes.
Okay. They are quite simple. The five T's of a leader is what? Teachability, thoughtfulness, tactfulness, timeliness, and teamwork.
Okay, so walk the walk and talk the talk.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the five T of a leader. But I would want to add a phrase to that. Five T's of a transformational leader. So as a leader, you should be what? Teachable. That's one of the traits of a leader. You should be what? Teachable. You see, most people who are not teachable, they find it hard to step up in their level of their workplace because they cannot be teachable. People find it difficult to be attracted to them. The qualities of a leader is what? Teachability. So, are you with me, Young?
Yes.
Okay. So, teachability is one quality of a leader. If you truly want to be a leader that people will resonate with, learn to be what? To be teachable.
Okay. What if somebody already been taught to lead, but don't have the strategies to lead yet?
Okay, that is where the thoughtfulness comes in. That's the second T. If you have been taught on how to do things, but you lack the drive, so you should take out time to think. You know, the mind is the powerhouse. So the idea is you have to be thoughtful as a leader. Let me share this experience. Why many years back, I started learning on how to use the normal computer appreciation skills. So I have this trainer. One day I was walking middle of the night at about 3 a.m. But then he has told me that I can call him at any time. Then I was like telling him, I want to do this thing, but I'm stuck. So he told me something that I see applied in my daily life. He said, what you are looking for is just there. Take out time to look at the computer environment where you are working and think, where is my mouse? What do I want to do? And, you know, take out time to find out to know your work environment. And lo and behold, immediately I did that, I now saw the tool I was looking out for to use. You understand? So as a leader that has been taught on how to do a thing but lacks the ability, all you need to do is what? To be a little bit more thoughtful. Think, you know, engage your mind. The mind, like I said before now, is the powerhouse. So as you engage your mind, you'll be so shocked that you begin to see solutions. But at first, you might not be able to see it. But because you now engage your mind, you now find out that you begin to see spotlights in the dark places. So that is the second step to becoming what? A transformational leader.
Okay, let me tell you this. For another, well, it's a food for thought then. If I say,
okay,
if I wanted to become famous, I want to be the most successful youngest person to come do it. I have the power, okay, the power and the will to go do this, but I'm afraid to reach that achievement. So I have to basically have that power and that leadership meant that I can do that.
Okay.
And if I want to achieve that leadership meant for just to be that, like that, should I have to order to be by myself or should I have somebody to count on?
Okay. Now, we as individuals, we have the greatest power within us. But most times, we tend to look outside before looking inside. I try to come from this angle of harnessing what you have first before you can call for an external help. Okay, let me ask you this question. If you have, on your way back from where, right?
Yes. Hello? What's that again? I didn't catch that.
I said, now, if on your way back from work, you got to your top post, the bunch, your bunch of used to accept.
If I had a bunch of keys.
Now, you try to.
Is that what you just said? A bunch? Hold on, because you're having, I had a hard time because you're kind of sound like you were cutting out now. You said if I had.
Okay. Yeah, I was saying that if you have your bunch of key on your way back from work and you go to your apartment, right? Okay, now because you are so hungry and you try to open your door, you try the first key, it couldn't open it. You try the second key, yet it could not open it. And you have like five other keys that you have not tried. Will you angrily throw the key away? Because the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, even the sixth one you tried could not open it. Would you angrily throw the bunch of key away?
No, I'm going to answer that. I'm going to call the landlord and waking them up and telling them to open it, to come open my door because I can't, for my key is not on my own keychain.
Okay, but you are forgetting that you have the one last key that you have not tried. So what am I trying to say?
Yeah.
We don't just have to give up easily. We should be we should be a little bit persistent, right? So we should be a little bit what? More persistent. Just try a little bit harder. So if as a leader you lack the energy, the willpower to try these things, all you need is, you know, take one step backward to look at the whole event then take two steps forward.
So it's just like saying
you understand, one step
you know how to tie your shoe first before you know how to lace them up.
Yes. So one step backward, two step forward. So when you retreat a little, you now see a clearer view, a clearer picture of what you are trying to do. You know, this recently people tend to be what? Lazy. You know, we choose to go, you know, we tend to choose the easy way out. But most times, if you are a little bit tenacious, you now find out that you will what? Strive better. So as a leader, we shouldn't give up easily as a leader. Challenges will come. Or if you even don't know how to, there is this thing in man that God has placed in man. You know, It is called solution provider. When you are faced, I say there is this thing in man that God has placed in man. It's called solution provider. It's in every man.
Okay, if but some, we can some people don't want to work. Put that into work because you know why? Like you just said, there's lazy. There's live. I'm telling you right now. Speaking of that, there's people that's around my age, young. They think because they're young, they get to have get to have handouts and don't have to work for nothing. No, I feel like this. You're young. Yeah. You're not doing nothing. You worrying about chasing it out, other stuff. You could be running around going to go get a college degree somewhere or go at least go make a job somewhere. Go do something. Stay, keep from going in from the streets and going to jail. But no, that is not because nobody's not teaching.
Yeah.
Nobody's not leading these kids in the right path where they need to be.
Okay. Yeah, you know, laziness comes in different forms. Some persons, they might think they are working, but in the essence, they are not. They are just being busy. They are not being productive. So for us to really engage, you know, as a leader, we have to be what? A little bit more thoughtful. As we become thoughtful, we begin to see what results. That's the second T. So I would want you to make more contribution before we proceed to the third T.
Well, we got like 2 more minutes for this, but if you would like to give me a like and we can stay connected, give me a like and we can link up. And we can do the
podcast. Okay.
Well, yeah, just, you know.
Okay, that would be great. That would be lovely.
Just, I guess give me a holler on here, and we can talk about this more next time. Yes.
It's okay. Okay. So I'll do that. And let me quickly run down the three points that are left. We have a tactfulness, timeliness, and a teamwork. So maybe as we connect, we'll now speak more on these other three, and we do more podcasts together.
So what's the? So how many five T's did you just explain? Just two. So next time we talk,
just two.
Up, we're gonna do the rest of them, and then give everybody the reminder what the what they stand for. All right, it's nice talking to you, Jude.
That would be lovely.
Thank you. All right, make sure I
appreciate
make
your
sure
time.
You give me a like so we can I'm link grateful. Up again. Okay. All right, see ya.
Yeah, sure. I'll definitely do that.
You too.
All right. All right, have a wonderful day.
Bye.